I'm Fess's grad and current Mizzou Tiger, Blake Holland, and this is a KJEF radio production of all things Jefferson County basketball. The St. Pius Lancers.
Thornton hesitates left, comes all the way back right, gets past Lampkins, high off glass, and in, and it's a 14-point St. Pius lead.
The Jefferson Blue Jays.
Now Null on the other end of the floor, left wide open, top of the key, you betcha.
The Sekman Jaguars.
Almost a 5-second call, finally gets it into the corner, three-pointer, Abby Townsend gets it to go as she hits the deck.
The Northwest Lions.
Patient on the mid-block, decides to take on Brewer and throws up a shot right high off the glass and in.
KJEF is here to bring you the action. We live for the dramatics. KJEF is your home for Jefferson County basketball. Now, let's go out to the game with KJEF Sports Director Matt Greenwood.
Welcome to Jefferson College Hill for Ryan Greenwood.
And we'll send it back out to Matt in just a moment. And things were going real well right before we threw it to him. So 34 degrees at 547 as we fix things and get back to Matt.
Chris, can you put the video game controller down for a second?
I can talk and play. Oh, I'm totally annihilating this punk kid in Nebraska.
I just feel like you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2!
Well, you know, you still ride your skateboard to work, there's the comic book collection, the race car bed.
Look, I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I picked up a few savings tips at feedthepig.org. I have control over my financial life now, and that feels pretty grown up.
Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. For free ideas and easy tips on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. So, I bet I look like a grown-up to you now.
Well, except for the footy pajamas, I'd have to agree.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Where family pride is driven home, Ruther Ford.
Truck Month is here at Ruther Ford. Hi, this is Doug Jr. Truck Month means the very best savings on new 2019 and remaining 2018 model trucks at Ruther Ford. Here's the big one. Get 0% financing for 72 months on our remaining 2018 F-150s, plus up to a big $3,500 rebate. But there's more. Ruther Ford will also include a no-charge maintenance plan for 2 years or 24,000 miles on your new F-150. This means you can drive away in a new F-150 for as little as $425 a month on approved credit, all with no money down. See us for complete details. Also, during Ruther Ford's Truck Month, check out the new 2019 Ranger. Plus, through the end of February, we have the best programs on the market for our remaining 2018 SUVs. It's Truck Month, and it's here at Ruther Ford, I-55, the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit.
Ruther.com.
At Jefferson College in Hillsboro, I am Matt Greenwood for KJFF. Welcome to our coverage of the Class 3 Boys Sectional Round. Your Jefferson Blues 19-8 this season. Most win programs off the first ever district championship as well. They're taking on the St. James Tigers, which are basically right between Rolla and halfway there.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
This is Myrna from the Jefferson County YMCA. Let the adventure begin. Summer day camp at the Jefferson County Y is designed for kids going into first grade through age 12. Fun adventure, themes, sports, games, arts, field trips, and much more. Camp runs June 3rd through August 9th. Give your kid a cool experience with great memories to last a lifetime. Visit gwryMCA.org/Jefferson County or call 636-931-9622 for details.
Matt Greenwood back on the Fleas Equipment pregame show. Speaking of Ben Smith, head coach of the St. James Tigers for this Class 3 sectional against the Jefferson Blue Jays. Coach, first off, it's a pleasure meeting you. Secondly, you get a chance to look at Jefferson over the last few days, get to prepare for them. What have you learned about them?
They're a really good team. They seem really efficient on the offensive end. Of course, they've got two very good scorers and some other guys that handle the ball well. And I think they do a good job defensively and rebounding. So we'll have our work cut out for us tonight for certain.
When we talked just the other day, you talked about having a run-and-gun style. You want to get up and down the floor. Which can, and the steal rate that you guys have per game leads to that. And that could probably lead to a lot of layups and stuff, and maybe that's why the field goal percentage is a little bit up. But I feel like because your three-point shooting is pretty darn good, too, that means you guys just have good shooters around, like Andrew Branson.
Yeah, we do. I haven't felt like we've shot the ball really well the last couple games. Hopefully that'll change this evening. But, usually when we're able to create our tempo, that kind of leads us we get layups, but seeing the ball go through the basket helps us too from, having a little bit more confidence from the perimeter. So hopefully if we can work hard, get some turnovers and maybe get some transition baskets, that get some confidence built up, and then our shooting will come along with that.
This is the first district, or you guys had won your first district title since 06, the 05-06 season. Do you feel like there's any added pressure that these guys have put on themselves regarding going into this one tonight?
I hope not. We've talked about it. They've had a good year. I maybe told you earlier, we graduated five seniors from a pretty good team. So the expectations for these guys were fairly unknown, and I think they've, exceeded, I think, what a lot of people thought that they were going to do. So from this point forward, I feel like we can go out and we can play loose and play our game. We're a little bit better when we do that anyway. We don't handle getting up tight and doing stuff like that very well. We like to play free and easy. So hopefully, we'll come out loose. I'm sure there'll be some jitters. And right. I'm nervous, so I'm sure they're nervous too. But as the flow of the game goes along, hopefully we'll be able to settle in a little bit.
Coach Smith, best of luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Nice meeting you too.
That is Ben Smith, head coach of the St. James Tigers. One half of our matchup here in the Class 3 sectional. It's the Jefferson Blue Jays. The other half, we'll speak to Sean Breeze next on the Fleas Equipment pregame show.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
From mailboxing to packing, the UPS Store does every ing for small business, including printing. Because running your own business means you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. And our printing experts can help with professional business carding, menuing, postering, all the ings to get people, well, buzzing. The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And, of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
He dreams of playing in the big leagues, which is taking a toll on your dreams. Most people don't think about their home insurance until something happens. But talking to an American Family Insurance agent today can mean your dreams have better protection tomorrow. Visit amfam.com/home for a quote and see if your insurance measures up. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Call Bill Bess, agent 573-431-4893, or stop by 907 East Main Street in Park Hills today.
Matt Greenwood back on the Fleas Equipment pregame show, speaking to our second half of the Class 3 boys sectional at Jefferson College. It's Sean Breeze of the Jefferson Blue Jays, coach, district champions for the first time in program history. 19 wins, the most the program has ever seen. Chance to keep on building, and you're in a place where the crowd is going to be probably in your favor since it's right down the road here at Jefferson College. Talk about the moments between that district champion and today and kind of what the mindset of the team is.
Well, you know, the district championship was fantastic, and it was a scene and an experience that, you know, I've told them they may, a lot of kids never get to experience, and they really enjoyed it, and they really had a lot of fun. And on Monday, we got back and kind of got back to work. So, you know, we're playing a team right now that we haven't played a team just like this all year, except maybe for St. Pius. They're very athletic, very fast, get up and down the floor, a lot of ball pressure, and so we got our work cut out for us. But the kids have been ready, and so I had a great time last week, but they've been very focused last 2 days.
I did a little stat segment on my sports talk show earlier today, Coach, and I brought up the rebounding. You guys out-rebounded by 8 rebounds a game. I'm sure that's an area you saw was a strength. Was that just it, or were there other other places that you thought maybe you could have a leg up tonight?
Well, you know, I think we have a little bit more height, just a little bit, mainly with number 15, John Wyke. So, you know, as long as John stays out of early foul trouble, he should be able to do what he can do on the boards and give us some help there. And we got, you know, we got to make sure they're not real tall, but they crash as hard as any team that I've seen. So we're only going to have that advantage on the boards if we're blocking everybody out on every possession. And that's something that we've really gone over. But we do have the players that can do that, all up and down the bench. So everybody's got to be ready to be on call tonight.
Coach Breeze, best of luck. We hope to talk to you positively after the game.
Sounds good. Thanks for everything.
Sean Breeze, head coach of the Jefferson Blue Jays. We have the tip-off, starting lineups and tip-off coming up next.
Where can you go to have your land loan, construction loan, and permanent financing done all in one place? Bloomsdale Bank does it all. If you can dream it, you can build it with the right financing. Call and speak with one of their expert loan officers about a construction loan today. They service all loans locally. They'll help you make it happen. Visit their website or visit any of their 5 locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
Hi, it's Hannah. The season will be here bright and sunny before we know it. And at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we brought back one of the popular tractor deals from last summer. Customers keep asking for us to bring it back, so here it is. Get the 35 horsepower shuttle shift four-wheel drive diesel tractor with the front loader, the 5-foot brush hog and 5-foot box blade, plus the 18-foot deluxe flatbed car hauler trailer for only $19,995. Oh, but wait, you also get the free. That's right, you will get the free 3,000 PSI pressure washer and 2 ratchet tie-downs. And of course, the best 6-year parts and labor warranty from LS, the major brand maker that you already know and love. So let me recap. Get the tractor, loader, brush hog, box blade, flatbed trailer all for only $19,995. Plus the free pressure washer and 2 ratchet tie-downs. Financing available on site. Just give us a call at 573-756-4353. And see us on Facebook at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's Bar and Grill sounds so good. Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager at Applebee's in Farmington. Our new Big Time Lunch Special is happening right now. 15-minute service guarantee for items off the Big Time Lunch menu, or it's free. Your choice of drink, soup, or salad, and an entree. Big Time portions at small time prices. Go to Applebee's.com for the full menu, Applebee's Bar and Grill on Karch Boulevard in Farmington.
Have real estate to sell? Consider this.
What affects the value of your home? Location has always been important. Age, size, sale price of sold properties, and the number of similar properties for sale are also vital. Conditions now are great for sellers as there is a shortage of marketable homes. Call me, Mary Gilliam, to get an opinion on your home. Now is the time to sell.
Coldwell Banker Halsey Real Estate will help you through the selling process from beginning to end. Find us online at coldwellbankerhalsey.com and follow us on Facebook.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive, Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
Over the last 45 years, ComTree has been recognized as the safety net for Jefferson County and the hope for Jefferson County.
We are proud to serve more than 10% of Jefferson County residents, with 75% of our growth from the community telling their experience to friends and family.
We invite you and your family to join the ComTree family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment.
Welcome to our family tree.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5371.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
The talk of Jefferson County, Straight Talk, AM 1400 KJFF, Festus Crystal City, Imperial DeSoto.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ludington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ludington, and online at Fliggs.
And we're still trying to work through some difficulties, technical difficulties at Jefferson College. And it is 3 minutes after six. Matt Greenwood is out at the field house at Jefferson College, ready to bring his basketball action tonight. And about the time we sent it to him, things went awry. So we're still trying to work on that connection. Until then, 34 degrees and mostly cloudy skies here at KJEF. And overnight, we do have a chance, slight chance of rain before 9, then a chance of freezing rain. Mostly cloudy, otherwise chance of precip at 30%. Chance of freezing rain tomorrow, mixing with snow after 10 in the morning. Cloudy and a high of 36. Chance of precip tomorrow is 50%. It is 4 minutes after six, and let's go out now to Matt at the field house.
Matt Greenwood back at Jefferson College for this Class 3 sectional, St. James and Jefferson. Apologies for the technical difficulties. Let's hope they do not continue to be persistent here as we're currently connected, and this is our longest run, so we'll go with it for now. Let's get to your Presbyterian Manor. Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live for St. James as follows. 5'8 junior Austin Ridenauer, 6' senior Tyler Recker, 6' junior Andrew Branson, the leading scorer for St. James. Mason Parker at 5'8, he's a junior. And then Logan Chick, a 6' junior. St. James led by Ben Smith, his 16th year running the program. For the Jefferson Blues,
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
All right, welcome back to Jefferson College Fieldhouse. Eric Eisenbeis missed a three, but Levi Ebersolt grabbed a rebound, found a wide open Easton Knoll for a baseline jumper, and he rattled it home. Jefferson leads 2-0, and now a travel's called on 00 Austin Ridenour of St. James. 2-0 lead for the Blue Jays, 7:23 to play in this first quarter of the Class 3 boys sectional. Easton Knoll going coast to coast, stopped at the volleyball line in the front court, stops, finds Bridges in the paint, bounce pass through it to the left side, Ebersolt blows a layup, rebound, John White has it poked away into the arms of Bridges. Easton Knoll from 23 feet trying to extend the lead, he missed it. Eric Eisenbeis skying in for the rebound, could not get there. St. James grabs the board, comes up the floor, and a bounce pass from the wing to the paint is stolen by Bridges, but then he dribbled it off his own foot and rolled out of bounds in front of the Blue Jay sideline, and that's a turnover for Jefferson. Eric Eisenbeis just now getting back up the floor for the Blue Jays. A packed crowd here at Jefferson College. I believe that we will win. Chance already coming from the St. James Tigers faithful. St. James located about halfway between Rolla and Cuba, right off of Highway 44. Here's a three-pointer from Andrew Branson. Logan Chick. He misses, back iron miss. Grabs his own rebound and finger rolls it up off glass and in. And we are all tied up at two apiece. St. James, district champions of Class 3 District 4, defeating Steelville 53-52. Getting a pair of free throws late to take the lead and then hanging on defensively. Here's Jefferson operating right to left, tied 2-2, 6:20 to play. Bridges doubled and bumped at the perimeter by number one Austin, Tyler Recker. And that is team foul number one for St. James. Inbound from the sideline. To the left of the scorer's table, Bridges gets it to Knoll near midcourt, dribbles with the left hand, gets a high ball screen, left to the key from Ebersolt. Tries to dump it off to Ebersolt on the wing, on the elbow, but overthrows him. St. James steals it. Pass up ahead, tapped by John Wyke. Chased out of bounds by Bridges. Unable to save it, it will stay St. James' ball. St. James in their road whites, tops and bottoms, with a double white stripe down the left and right side of the shorts. An inbound from the right. Oh, the basket is a tough one for Recker, and he bounces it off of his knee out of bounds. A little nervy start for both these sides to start this Class 3 sectional. By the way, the Blue Jays with their first ever district championship, knocking off rival St. Pius 66-52 last Friday. They also have 19 wins this season, the most in program history. Ebersolt misses another layup at the right side of the rim this time. Tried to use a backboard, but hit it too strong. Rebound St. James, they're out and running. Recker right to left, Euro step move, floater in the paint is good. Tyler Recker, the second leading scorer on St. James, right behind Andrew Branson. Recker, 348 points total this season. That's good for 12.4 a game. For 28 contests that St. James has participated in. Bridges a three from the corner. Too strong. Back iron rebound attempt. Tapped out towards the right of the key. And bringing it in is Eric Eisenbeis. Goes into the corner for White. Bounce pass to the mid block right side. Ebersolt finally gets one off glass and in. And Jefferson has tied it up at four. Levi Ebersolt. Strong rebounder. Pretty decent post-up moves. He's now one of three from inside the paint. St. James looking to take their second lead of the night. There's a pass by Recker into the near corner for Logan Chick, who goes to the wing for Ridenour. Up top for a three ball that's off the mark from Recker. Rebound underneath by Ebersolt. St. James likes to run a press. Looks like they're going with a three-man press in the backcourt, but they ease off as Easton Knoll brings the ball up the floor, establishes the right side. Picks up his dribble, lobs it to the free throw line. White, jump pass from the block to the corner. Three ball, Eric Eisenbeis, back iron miss, and a rebound for Chick. Logan Chick, the only listed forward in the starting five for the St. James Tigers. Crosses over all the way to the rim. A finger rolls it up over Eisenbeis, and it's good. And that was actually Andrew Branson. Assist to Logan Chick. 6'4", St. James. 4:10 to play in this first quarter. Bringing the ball up the floor slowly is Noel for the Blue Jays as Daniel McCorder sets at the scores table ready to check in. Noel pulls up from three straight away, air balled it. Here come the air ball chances. It lands out of bounds. It will be St. James basketball. Also coming in is Cole Holdinghausen. So Ebersalt, Eisenbeiss to take a seat. McCorder, Holdinghausen into the game. Inbound in the backcourt for St. James. From left to right, they're operating here in the first half. By the way, to complete their Serenity Hospice Care uniforms, they've got white letters and white numbers as well with a black trim. And dribbling the ball off of his knee is Branson out of bounds underneath the basket. Turnover, St. James. Here they are with a four-man press. Inbound for the Blue Jays to White. Gives it right back to McCorder, who's running point here, trying to cross the timeline. Nearly has his pocket picked. Uses his big body to shield off the defender, then passes it to the left side for Bridges. Attacks left side of the right angle. Gets to the rim, but misses the layup from the left side with the right hand, and it's rebounded by the Tigers. Racing forward and laying it up and having a shot blocked at the rim is Ridenour. White comes over to swat it away. It will stay St. James ball. Serenity Hospice Care preaches peace of mind when it matters most. Coming off the floor is Ridenour. Inbound, underneath the basket, goes to Branson at the rim. White blocks another shot, but he gets called for the foul first. It is going to be Branson to shoot a pair of free throws. Andrew Branson this season, 78% free throw shooter. But he misses the first. St. James, their offense is operating on the Jefferson student section side of the floor. So he'll be hearing it all night, Branson, at the free throw line. This will be free throw attempt number 158 of the season. 6-4, St. James leads. 3:25 to play in the first quarter. Bucket on the second free throw. 7-4 now the lead for the red and white. Inbound for the Blue Jays. Noel doubled in the backcourt. Jump pass to his right, Eisenbeiss. Right at the midcourt stripe, gives it back to Noel into the front court. Left hand behind the back dribble off of his right hip, has to collect it. Flip it over into the corner from McCorder, who's doubled there. Splits the double with a pass to Eisenbeiss at the free throw line, but it's through his hands, and St. James has it. Left to right, St. James going all the way to the cup, throwing it up off glass over Wyke. No good was Recker, and it's tapped out of bounds. The last touch by St. James as it was Logan Chick trying to come in for the rebound. As I mentioned on our stats segment during Sports Talk, St. James just 22 rebounds on average as a team this season. Jefferson up to 30 per game. McCorder in the front court at the corner, far side of the court from us. Now goes to the baseline and bounces a pass off of the foot of Branson and out of bounds. So down to our left, Jefferson will inbound it slightly to the left of the backboard. Eisenbeiss surveys, finds Holdinghausen, an open three from the corner. Off the side of the rim, rebounded by Chick and St. James. In possession with 2:40 to play in this first quarter. 7-4 the lead for the Tigers. Kickball there by John White. Levi Ebersalt comes back in. Daniel McCorder, about 2 minutes on the floor, will come off. Inbound. Right in front of the Jefferson bench for Andrew Branson, a 6-foot junior. At 21.5 points a game, Branson, a 56% shooter from the field. He's in the paint. He stopped there, mid-block. Throws up an errant shot over Eisenbeiss, missed everything, and Easton Noel will bring it down. Noel, crossover dribble between the legs, gets it to White. It's back to Noel along the wing. Bounce pass towards the right block, and it's deflected out of bounds. Last touch by the Tigers. And checking in for the first time tonight for St. James is Isaac Helterbrand. 6'1", senior forward, checks in for the first time. Inbound for Noel, finds Wyke in the corner. Wyke and Noel each quiet so far in this first period. There's Noel, baseline jump pass to the free throw line. Ebersalt, kick pass into the corner. In the near corner, three for Cole Holdinghausen is good, and we are tied at 7 apiece. Excellent court vision from John Wyke, and unselfish basketball as well. He was left open for a free throw jumper, but passed it up for a three for Holdinghausen. Left wing three now for St. James, and grazing the bottom of the backboard with that shot was Drew Moritz. Moritz hit the go-ahead free throw against Dixon in the district semis of St. James Class 3 District 4 semifinal. Three ball from the wing. No good. Holdinghausen rebound. White to Eisenbeis in the corner. Pass up top to the right of the key is deflected into the hands of Null, and he'll take it into the paint and get fouled. Null did not get a shot up, so he will watch Eisenbeis inbound it to White in midair, grabbed it with both hands and put it right off the top line of the rectangle above the square, right above the backboard. And got it to go through. 9-7 Blue Jays. Wide open, down low for an easy layup high off the window. Mason Parker welcomes himself to the scoreboard. 9 apiece with 60 seconds to play in the first quarter of this Class 3 boys sectional on KJF. Noel in the front court. Crosses over around the defender at the volleyball line. Kicks it to the wing. Three ball Holdinghausen cannot hit from that same spot. And it's rebounded on the backside by by Tyler Recker. Recker wants to take it himself. Jump pass from the left elbow to the left corner. Three ball, back iron miss for Helterbrand. Skying for the board is Wyke. John Wyke had 25 points in Jefferson's district championship win over St. Pius. Here's Ebersalt down low, fighting off the defender. Throws up a shot off the backboard. No good. Holdinghausen put back. Also no good. But a scramble for the board. Holdinghausen gets it to Wyke. Line drives it right back down to Holdinghausen, who's blocked at the rim by Branson. Branson does not get a lot of opportunity to block shots. He's a guard at about 5'11", almost 6 feet. And he was able to swat that one away and pump himself up. Still Jefferson ball with 18.2 seconds left in a tie ball game. Inbound for Bridges goes to Null. Null on the right wing, far side from us. Null, crossover dribble, left, back to his right. To Bridges, three ball from the corner, side rim miss. 8 seconds, rebound corralled by the Tigers. Running is Recker into the front court. 3-point line, 3 seconds at the low right block. 1 second, passes it off. Wing three is airballed from the left side by Austin Ridenour. St. James and Jefferson each put up 9. Second quarter coming up next on KJF.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Matt Greenwood back with you on KJFF. Because of our technical difficulties and got a little bit behind on the start of this one, did not get an opportunity to tell you about our New Era Bank tip-off, which, by the way, was won by Jefferson. New Era Bank, they say it's easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy it is, visit your local New Era Bank branch or go online at newerabank.com. That's New Era Bank, member FDIC. Also didn't get a chance to give you the Doe Run Company weather forecast. The Doe Run Company providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future. It is currently 34. We could see below freezing temperatures by the time that forecasted freezing rain hits us in the late evening. Tomorrow it's going to be partly sunny with 44 for the high. That's Thursday, where it's going to be cloudy and a high of 30. Friday, partly sunny and 44. That is your Doe Run Company weather forecast check. 9-9 score. Second quarter, Class 3 boys sectional. Spinning into the lane from the right block and missing at the rim is Branson. Hit the front of the rim. It's rebounded by the Blue Jays. Toss into the front court. Noel to Bridges. Establishes position on the left side of the floor, which is close to us. We're up on the second level now. Bridges dribbles all the way to the right side. Bounces it to Wyke. It's poked away out along the baseline by Branson. Blue Jay basketball, Jefferson in their home whites, tops and bottoms. Thick blue stripe down the left and the right side with blue numbers and letters in a black trim. That Serenity Hospice Care uniform check. Just there, 7:20 to play. Jefferson lost it, turnover. St. James, other end, wing three. You betcha from Logan Chick. Little backcourt press for the Tigers. Null with pressure in his face, slings it over to Eisenbeis near midcourt. Back to Null into the front court right side. Sorry about that. Had to sneeze. Under seven to play. Null lobs it to Wyke on the low right block, and a tie-up is going to be called as Branson got his hands in there. Possession arrow favors the Blue Jays. The St. James student section has probably a solid 60 kids or so. Regular fans, pretty good showing as well. Inbound to Eisenbeiss in the corner. Three balls off the mark, and Jefferson has only hit one of many three attempts, shooting this season at about 36.5% from behind the arc. 6:35 to play. St. James slowing things down. Branson out for a screen right of the key, down to our right. Taking it, Wrecker hands it off to Chick, and the drive from the wing to the cup, and the finger roll is good for Logan Chick, and he leads all scorers with seven. Blue Jays down 14-9. Noel gives it up to Wyke, to Eisenbeiss, left open for a three from the wing, and he still can't hit it, and he's talking to himself as he races back up the floor. St. James pushing. Branson right into the body of Eisenbeiss, throws up a shot over him from about 6 feet out, right side, no good off glass, rebounded by Ebersole. Gets it to Wyke, who taps it over to Noel. Noel dribbles around the defender, lobs it into the front court, left side for Wyke, hands it off to Eisenbeiss, who probably won't think about shooting anytime soon. Wrap around, bounce pass, Eisenbeiss to Wyke, misses the layup, put back try, no good. Bridges, he was in the air, had a chance to put it back up and in point blank, and could not get it to drop, and these early missed open shots could come back to bite the Blue Jays as they trail by five with 5:35 to play in the second quarter. Couple of deep breaths by both sides. Branson underneath, lays it up, no good. Eisenbeiss coming down on top of his back. And the fans were reacting with a few oohs. Thought possibly a flagrant, but no, he just got fooled by the Branson head fake. Here's Colin Gosnell checking in for the first time tonight for the Jefferson Blue Jays. Levi Ebersole will take a seat. They're going to call the foul on the floor, interestingly enough. And before the inbound, Marie Self, the Jefferson College Fieldhouse coordinator, saw a wet spot on the floor. And she tells the officials, let me go wipe it up, and she does. Marie Self, remember that name? Anytime you use the Jefferson College Fieldhouse facilities, she's the lady to talk to. She knows the ins and outs, the secret tunnels, the secret back rooms, and everything. She might not tell you about those, but she'll tell you about a lot of other things. 5:15 to play as we have re-inbounded the ball. St. James has it. Left side of the floor, far side from us. Now to the left of the key is Wrecker. Jump pass into the corner. Driving baseline. Chick. He's going to be called for the charge. Easton Null in the paint waiting for him. And Chick runs right over him. He's got linebacker size, Logan Chick. So you can be sure Null's going to feel that one in a little bit. But it's a turnover by the Tigers. 5:03 to play. Jefferson still held scoreless in the second quarter. St. James, by the way, gives up 56, almost 57 points a game to their opposition. Jefferson, in the meantime, only about 49.7, almost 50. Eisenbeiss, wing-to-wing pass for Bridges. Open for a three, passes it up. Bounce pass to Gosnell right at the rim. Spinning jumper is good from 3 feet out, and Colin Gosnell welcomes himself to the scoreboard. Jefferson with 2 points here in the second quarter. Trail by three, 4:35 to play. It's 14-11 Tigers. Left-hand dribble for St. James. That's Mason Parker. Gives it up at the top. Now Branson bends the knees but passes up on the three-point shot. Goes back over to Parker. Gives it up. Swing around the perimeter. Into the corner. Branson shoves off Eisenbeiss to the rim. No call on the shove. Spinning jumper as well. Hangs in the air and knocks down the seven-footer. Andrew Branson has five. Nice pass. Eisenbeiss, a no-looker down low to Gosnell, but he can't finish the play at the rim. Loose ball picked up by Jefferson. Now John White to the right side. Finger rolls it off glass and in. John White, second on the team in points scored this season, has four, which means he's 11 away from 500 points this season. 16-13, St. James still in the lead. Right side of the floor, which is near side for us. Wrecker gives it to Chick. Fakes it. Gives it over now to Branson. Into the corner for Parker. Dribbles with the left hand. Gets a screen at the wing from Chick. Dumps it off for a three ball. Andrew Branson, and he banks home a three. Andrew Branson, a little bit lucky using the bank to deposit that three-pointer. And with 3:20 to play, St. James is up to their largest lead, 19-13. Bridges, three from the corner, from the key, passes it up. Instead, swing pass to Null. Hits three from the right wing is no good. But a rebound for Jefferson, and now Gosnell dips the head into the chest of the defender at the rim and gets called for the offensive foul. This second quarter brought to you by Lucas Smith Chrysler Center of Festus, the UPS store in Festus, Twin City Toyota of Herculaneum, Applebee's of Farmington, Home Pools and Spas of Ludington, and Serenity Hospice Care, as well as Gilster Mary Lee. 3:05 left in this second quarter, 19-13 St. James. Winner will play in the Class 3 quarterfinals in Farmington on Saturday at 6 o'clock. If it's Jefferson, we'll have that game for you. Here's Branson along the wing, dribbling, stumbling, jump pass, mid-block, back over to his right. Wing three, Chick spins out, and it's rebounded by Bridges, and Jefferson has the ball, and they're coming right to left. Eisenbeiss on the near side, left-hand dribble to the wing. Behind the back dribble now, drawing a trap, tries to bounce it off of a Tiger defender, and it stays in bounds. Then Eisenbeiss takes it right back, finds a wide-open Easton Null, three ball, back iron miss, rebound John Wyke. Wyke to put back up another shot from 6 feet out. That rolls off. Rebounded by Chick underneath. Tough break, Jefferson. They cannot hit their early shots. Here's Branson going coast to coast. And a blocking foul at the rim. Eisenbeiss gets called for it. Nice little Euro step there by Andrew Branson. Fooled Eisenbeiss, who couldn't establish position. And wound up going shoulder to shoulder with Branson, who draws the foul. This will be free throw attempts 159 and 160 of the season for Branson. And he gets the first free throw to go. All free throws this basketball season brought to you by Coldwell Banker Holsey. They move this town online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Colby Ott, sophomore running back for the Jefferson Blue Jays football team, checks in for Eric Eisenbeiss. Branson gets the second free throw to drop. It's 21-13. 8-point lead for St. James, their largest. Here's Colby Ott stumbling forward into the defender in the paint and lost it out of bounds, but they're going to say last touch by St. James, the three-man officiating crew right on top of the play. Ott tried to lay it up, but lost control of it. It rolled off the shoulder of Wrecker underneath and eventually out of bounds. So standing on the first F in Jefferson is Bridges to inbound from the right of the basket for the Blue Jays. Gets it to White. Baseline 12-footer off the side of the rim and a weak side board for Wrecker. St. James out and running. 2 minute warning here in the second quarter. 8-point lead for the Tigers. Settling it down. Keeping the crowd a little bit quiet are the Tigers. Here's Branson. Had the ball nearly stolen from him. Keeps it. Goes to the paint. Floater off glass. No good. Collects his own miss. Gives it up. Up top after the extra pass. Three ball record. No good. The assist would have gone to Drew Moritz if it had gone through. St. James has won their last two games by 1 point. 64-63 over Dixon and 53-52 over Steelville. Wyke is fouled at the rim. Tried to lay it up and in, and fouling him from behind was Moritz. And John Wyke will toe the Coldwell Banker Holsey free throw line for the first time tonight. Hands on his knees, White gets the ball from the official, throws up the free throw, and it will rattle out. John Wyke is a pretty reliable free throw shooter. He's taken 85 attempts and has scored on 62 of them, but misses both there. Rebound St. James. Lob into the front court trying to save it along the sideline was Wrecker, and he couldn't do so. His foot was on the line, and Jefferson catches a break. Inbound in the backcourt, just to the left of the Jefferson bench. Null gets it to Bridges, into the front court, passes it off to Colby Ott. Ott, wing-to-wing pass for Null, passes up a three. They swing it back to the right side, and Colby Ott is going to be called for traveling. Couple of heads hanging here for Jefferson. Not the start they were hoping for. 13 points, and we've only got a minute 13 left in the first half. Jefferson averaging about 64 points scored a game. So well below their average at this point. Left block, left mid-block jumper from Tyler Wrecker. Rattles through. And St. James is up to a 10-point lead, 23-13. Null defended at the top of the key. Takes it past the defender all the way to the 10 and is able to flip it up and in. Easton Knoll with a quiet four tonight for the Blue Jays. They cut into the deficit. They trail 23-15, 37 seconds to play. St. James going left to right at the JC logo here. Jefferson College is record. Dribbles forward to the left elbow. Kicks it to the wing. Three ball, Logan Chick. He'll pass it up. Dribbles to his left. Then swings the pass back over his right shoulder to Record. Dribbles to the right elbow. Stopped there by Knoll. 18 seconds to play in the second quarter. With it, Mason Parker at the volleyball line. Middle of the floor. Dumps it off. Now with it is Wrecker. 10 seconds to go. Back to Parker. Coach Smith calling out one final play. 6 seconds to go. Parker in motion. Left side of the floor. One hand pass. 3 seconds. Loose ball. Picked up. Wing three. Bank shot. No good there at the buzzer by Tyler Wrecker. But St. James with a 23-15 halftime lead on the Jefferson Blue Jays in this Class 3 sectional here tonight on KJF. The Midwest Sports Center halftime show is next.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Champions are made here, on our courts, on our fields, and in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
At Toyota, our President's Day sales event is calling, and it's a great time to get a monumental deal on a new Toyota. Go from sea to shining sea in the roomy 2019 Highlander with 5 USB ports and available rear seat entertainment. Kick back in the Highlander's quiet interior and easily fit your whole crew and all your gear with ample adjustable cargo space. And you'll enjoy peace of mind as you explore the home of the brave, because the Highlander comes with our advanced safety system standard at no extra cost. And every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, our no-cost maintenance plan with roadside assistance. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Learn more at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Covers normal factory scheduled service for 2 years or 25,000 miles, whichever comes first. See Toyota dealer for details and exclusions. Valid only in the continental U.S. and Alaska. Roadside assistance does not include parts and fluids except in emergency fuel delivery.
See Twin City Toyota I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
JR's on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. And JR, now's a great time to stop by Midwest Sports, isn't it?
It is a great time. We've got a ton of machines in stock, and we've got big rebates going on right now on all Polaris, Suzuki, Kawasaki, and K&Ams.
Folks need to definitely stop by and see that great selection, don't they?
Yeah, come see me, JR, Midwest Sports Center. The number here is 573-756-7975. Just call and ask for JR.
All right, stop by and see JR today at Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67, Farmington.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is excited to share with you a revolutionary way to take your medicine. iCarePack allows us to work with you to synchronize and package your medications by the date and time of day you need to take them. No more pill planners, no more second-guessing yourself. The packaging is completely portable and can be taken with you for day trips, vacations, and doctor visits. Let Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy package your medication with a little extra TLC, because you are worth it. iCarePack, only at Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe. Secure Swipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information, or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
We interrupt. Matt Greenwood back at the Jefferson College Fieldhouse. 23-15, St. James leading Jefferson in this Class 3 sectional. The Midwest Sports Center halftime show will provide you some stats. That's what we'll do. Bloomsdale Bank stats, connected to their customers since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. We'll begin with the team on the trailing end, the Jefferson Blue Jays. They've got 15 first-half points, four of them belonging to Easton Knoll and John Wyke. Two of them belonging to Levi Ebersalt and Colin Gosnell, and three of them belonging to Cole Holdinghausen. So that's a total of 15 there, if my math serves me correctly. Yes, it does. For the St. James Tigers, they've got 23 first-half points, all of their points coming from four of their five starters, including Andrew Branson, who averages 21.5 this year, and he's got 10 points. Behind him with seven is Logan Chick, who had five in the second quarter. And then there's Tyler Recker, not W-R-E-C-K-E-R like you might think. It's basically the same thing without the W. Tyler Recker, he's got four. And then Mason Parker has two. Ben Smith is the head coach for St. James. This is their 16th year being run by Coach Smith. And the last time they won a district championship before they did so Saturday was back in the 05-06 season. Jefferson had never won a district championship until last Friday when they beat St. Pius. So the last time that St. James won a district title was the year that Jefferson opened up their doors. So there you go. A little tie-in between these two schools. You won't find too many other tie-ins, really. If you look at Coach Breeze, who spent 2 years at Herky to start his head coaching stuff and then spent 11 at Crystal City and now one with Jefferson, that's 14 years coaching. Ben Smith is at 16 total with one school, though. So there's a little bit of comparison there as well, but not much. This is the first time these two teams have ever played each other, so that's something as well. It's a lot of firsts for these schools, and a lot of firsts in such a long time, which is why, with the success that they're both having, we're seeing the large crowds. St. James, I would say, I've seen probably close to about 300 people wearing some form of red, which I imagine means they're here for St. James, and I see probably somewhere around 800 to 900 people in their blues. So we're probably looking at a crowd of, I would say, about 1,100 to 1,200, which is really, really good. And they've been pretty good. Student sections for both teams on the opposite end of the floor from us, so we're kind of bummed out that we don't get to, you know, be a part of that loudness. But it's perfectly all right over there, as a matter of fact. But it's been a great atmosphere, a great setup here at the second level at the Jefferson College Fieldhouse in Hillsboro. And we're just a few minutes away from the start of the second half. So let's go ahead and take one final break in this Midwest Sports Center halftime show. And when we come back, we'll have the third quarter. The Blue Jays have some work to do, down 23-15 in this Class 3 sectional on KJF.
Hi, Shelley with Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan here. Did you know that you can do all your personal banking in one convenient location, and that as a customer, you are an owner? It's true. Ozarks Federal is a mutual association. We don't have stockholders. You, as a customer, are an owner. Talk to one of our account specialists about our products and services. We have been meeting the banking needs of our community since 1930. Come by and see us today.
Ozarks Federal, the homeowners bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Where family pride is driven home, Ruther Ford.
Truck Month is here at Ruther Ford. Hi, this is Doug Jr. Truck Month means the very best savings on new 2019 and remaining 2018 model trucks at Ruther Ford. Here's the big one. Get 0% financing for 72 months on our remaining 2018 F-150s, plus up to a big $3,500 rebate. But there's more. Ruther Ford will also include a no-charge maintenance plan for 2 years or 24,000 miles on your new F-150. This means you can drive away in a new F-150 for as little as $425 a month on approved credit, all with no money down. See us for complete details. Also, during Ruther Ford's Truck Month, check out the new 2019 Ranger. Plus, through the end of February, we have the best programs on the market for our remaining 2018 SUVs. It's Truck Month, and it's here at Ruther Ford, I-55, the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit.
Ruther.com.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
This is Myrna from the Jefferson County YMCA. Let the adventure begin. Summer day camp at the Jefferson County Y is designed for kids going into first grade through age 12. Fun adventure, themes, sports, games, arts, field trips, and much more. Camp runs June 3rd through August 9th. Give your kid a cool experience with great memories to last a lifetime. Visit gwryMCA.org/Jefferson County or call 636-931-9622 for details.
Matt Greenwood back with you at Jefferson College, site of the Class 3 boys sectional basketball game, where the Jefferson Blue Jays trail St. James 23-15 on the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities they serve. Now we're about 12 seconds away from the start of the third quarter. Brought to you by Twin City Toyota of Herculaneum, Comtree of Festus, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center Festus, as well as Presbyterian Manor Farmington, Patsy's Furniture, St. Joe Drive in Park Hills, the Doe Run Company, McDonald's, and Mario's Italia of Farmington. St. James to begin this third quarter, inbounding it at midcourt. Now into the front. With it on the left side of the floor is Austin Ridenour. Gives up the ball and the dump down low to Branson at the rim. He's fouled there and will go to the free throw line. So 10 seconds into this one, St. James with two free throws coming for Branson as he wipes the bottom of his tennis shoes, his basketball shoes. Chance to re-up this lead to double figures. He knocks down the first one. Branson led to all scorers with 10 points in the first half. He's up to 11 now. Averages 21.5 per game. And he gets the second free throw to go, so he's a little more than halfway there as he sinks free throw number two. 25-15. St. James on top. Jefferson had some tough luck in the first half. Some shots not dropping. And, hey, how about the friendly roll there for John Wyke? Assist Easton Knoll. Three ball out of the corner had spun out, then glanced right off the board and went right back in. So that's the luck that Jefferson did not have in the first half. Now they now trail by seven. Low right block. Branson stuffed there at the rim by Wyke. Bounces it over to Bridges, still in the backcourt, coming left to right. Jacob Bridges goes to the left side of the floor, crosses the timeline, dumps it off to the wing for Wyke. Wyke with a bad decision, almost had it stolen on the opposite wing as he tried to find Knoll about 20 feet away, and Tyler Recker almost ruined that pass. But he tapped it out of bounds along the sideline, and Jefferson keeps it. They inbound it quickly. Knoll, feet square, three ball up. You betcha that one's going to go through. He was in a standing position, had his toes square to the basket, rose up, no hand in his face, an easy three for Easton Knoll. And Jefferson has come out firing, and they trail by four with 6:43 to play. Third quarter could be a huge one, a deciding one for Jefferson. Branson gets away with a travel in the paint, kicks it out to the wing for Parker, and then up top for a traveling called on Recker. He asks Coach Smith, what'd I do wrong? Did I shuffle my feet? Coach gives a nod. Turnover by St. James. Inbound chance now for the Blue Jays. And they're going to do a sideline inbounds, far side of the floor from us. We're up on the second level behind the Jefferson crowd. Inbound to Bridges. Slings it back over to Eric Eisenbeis, who maybe had the toughest the first halves for the Blue Jays. Eisenbeis over to Knoll from the wing. The pass to White. Free throw jumper. Bounces out. That was an opportunity there for the Blue Jays to cut the deficit down to one, but they could not do so. Bounce pass from the right of the key to the left of the key, kicked out of bounds towards midcourt by John Wyke. St. James averages just north of 10 turnovers a game. Jefferson, just about 12 turnovers per game this season. I would say they're both probably up around that mark at this point. 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. Shifting right to left, putting the ball on the deck. Branson stopped there at the elbow by Eisenbeis, forced to go all the way back to the volleyball line for Mason Parker. Parker dribbles to the left side of the floor, which is near side for us. Dumps it off for Recker. Free throw jumper is too strong. Rebound Levi Ebersolt. And Jefferson, again, a chance to get within two or one. No, nearly stolen. Nearly had the ball stolen in the backcourt. Slings it over into the corner for Eric Eisenbeis, who gets it back from John White. Three ball lined up, no good. Rebound underneath by Chick. Now St. James out and running. McDonald's fast break, scoop and score at the rim for Austin Ridenour, who gets his first 2 points of the night. The assist there to Branson. After the Chick rebound, he found Branson 10 feet away, who found a running Ridenour, who laid it up and in. Three ball left side. Bridges is off the mark. Barely grazes the bottom portion of the backboard, and now St. James has it. Right of the key. Three ball off the back of the rim. Parker rebounded by Ebersolt. 27-21. Jefferson trailing. 4:50 to play. Wyke in the post. Doubled to the wing. Eisenbeis to the right of the key. Null. Null starts going back, then dribbles forward, and a reach-in foul is going to be called on St. James. That'll go on Parker. And that is his first personal, team's first, one apiece on the team fouls. Bridges and Ebersolt to take a seat. Cole Holdinghausen into the game for the blue and white. Eric Eisenbeis also on the floor, who takes the inbound from Bridges. So, bigger part, and Bridges did not get subbed out, just Ebersolt. Sometimes they all stand together on that sideline when changes are made, and it gets a little confusing. Here's a tough elbow jumper as Noel was leaning in. It rolled off the side of the rim, and it's rebounded underneath by St. James. Into the front court quickly. Jump shot in the paint. Off-balance floater is missed by Wrecker. Rebounded by Noel. Comes up the middle of the floor and has it poked from behind. Easton Noel. Showing some frustration. Easton Noel with 1,853 career points for the Jefferson Blue Jays, their all-time leader. .352 to play. Easton Noel also a regional radio Dream Team member. St. James still in possession. Still has not put up a shot. They've had it for the last 20 seconds. Here's a corner three. Andrew Branson. And he'll spin that one in. Andrew Branson, as good as advertised. You look at his stats, he's a 56% shooter inside the arc, or 65% inside the arc and 37% behind it. He's got a good-looking stroke. And St. James back up by nine. Eisenbeis three to cut in, and it's going to get wedged between the board and the rim. That's a tie-up, and possession arrow will keep it on the Jefferson end, it appears. And yes, the Blue Jays do not realize it, and now they're instructed to come back and get ready to inbound. The officials on top of their game tonight. Pretty balanced in terms of calls made both ways, all fair. Eric Eisenbeis will take a seat. Daniel McCorder checks in. McCorder has put on about 35, 40 pounds since his sophomore season, now a senior. Noel takes the inbound at the top of the key. Splits a double into the paint, floats it up with the right hand, and gets the friendly spin. And a timeout by Coach Breeze. It's a 30-second Passy's Furniture timeout. Let's take it with him. 30-23 St. James over Jefferson in the Class 3 sectionals with 3:09 to play in the third on KJF.
The Dough Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
From mailboxing to packing, the UPS Store does everything for small business, including printing. Because running your own business means you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. And our printing experts can help with professional business carding, menuing, postering, all the ings to get people, well, buzzing. The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And, of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Matt Green will back with you on KJFF. All timeouts this season brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's, St. Joe Drive in Park Hills, Missouri, just slightly north of Farmington and just slightly south of Bonterre. All right, St. James up by seven, three to play in the third quarter. A little pressure near midcourt by the Blue Jays, busted by St. James. It's Mason Parker to settle it at the volleyball line, middle of the floor. St. James going right to left in this second half. Scoring on the student section end of St. James. So they're in friendly territory. Left open for a wing three. Wrecker passes it up. Literally passes it up. Gets the ball back. drives from the wing to the rack and throws it up over Wyke and gets it to rattle through. So Tyler Recker up to 6 points on the night. Jefferson down 32-23. Bounce pass from the wing to the paint. Wyke has it poked away. Bridges just couldn't quite find him. Tapping it out, stealing it was Drew Moritz. And St. James will establish a slower half-court set. Middle of the floor with it is Branson, 6 foot junior, over 600 plus points scored this season with his 15 tonight. He's up to 617. St. James still in possession, inside a two to play. Three ball from the right wing, grazes the rim. Rebound grabbed by Parker, lobs it up top for Branson, who makes his move into the paint from the top of the key and gets the shot up and in. Andrew Branson cannot be stopped here tonight. St. James up 34-23. Noel, jump pass from the key to the bottom. And the paint shot by Wyke is too strong. Rebound corralled by Parker. Hands it off to Branson, who's got the hot hand. Comes up the middle of the floor. Crosses the timeline. Picks up the dribble and comes to his near left for Recker. Recker dribbles with the right hand across the volleyball line and dumps it off to Parker, who two hands it over to Branson. Branson weaving, spinning into the body of Null. Null picked his pocket, and the official along the sideline called a foul. Easton Null did not agree whatsoever, and he made his agreement well known, and he's still talking to the official about it. Null now pointing to the other end of the floor, probably trying to make a case that the same thing happened to him and there was no call. Branson, by the way, a little bit gimpy here as he puts his toes to the free throw line. First one is up, and it's good. Scary deficit at this moment for the Blue Jays, who have just not been able to get it going offensively tonight. They're down 35-23 with 1:12 to play. Checking in for the first time tonight is number 12, Hayden Wagner. Wagner, a 5'9 junior guard, comes in, maybe to shoot some threes as Branson hits the second free throw. Handling the ball is Wagner. Jump pass to the volleyball line. Wyke. Now left side of the floor. Null. Null to the left of the JC logo here. Jefferson College makes his way to the left elbow. Floats it up and in. Good strong right-hand floater. Easton Null. He's come alive here in the third. He's got seven. And with 45 seconds to play, Jefferson in striking distance. Down by 11. Near reach and foul by Wagner on Parker. No call. Parker hands it off to Branson. Branson telling one of his teammates to come to him and set him a screen, but neither are coming. So he turns back to Coach Smith, who calls out a different play. 25 seconds. Ball still on the JC logo at midcourt. Parker with it. Over back to the right for Branson. Comes to the near side for Recker. Jefferson manning up defensively here. 13 seconds. St. James to hold for the final shot. Student section trying to encourage the move by Branson. Hesitation to the paint. Null sticks with him. He picks up his dribble. 3 seconds. Dumps it off. And a layup is up and good for Tyler Recker. Andrew Branson turns to the St. James student section. Says, stay on your feet. We've got 8 more minutes to go to advance to the quarterfinals. And we're up 13. It's 38-25. St. James, fourth quarter when we return on KJF.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Matt Green will back with you on AM 1400 KJFF. Well, the Jefferson Blue Jays have a lot of work to do to get to win number 20 and keep their state championship hopes alive. St. James has come into the Jefferson College Fieldhouse, and Andrew Branson has taken command of this ball game. Andrew Branson averaging 21.5 points per game this season. I've said it about 5 or 6 times now, and he's right up near that mark at 19. A 10-point first half, a 9-point third quarter, carrying this Tiger squad on his back. And as we start this fourth quarter, St. James is up 38-25 on the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. St. James will start this fourth quarter, inbounding it at the midcourt stripe, far side. Branson gives it up, and a give and go. Miscommunication there between Parker and Branson, who was cutting towards the rim. Parker thought he'd stop along the sideline, and well, the rest is history. Turnover, St. James. They put two in the backcourt to defend Easton. Knoll, who bounces it over to his right to Holdinghausen near midcourt. Back to Knoll, fakes the pass, crosses the line, bounce pass back over to Holdinghausen. Holdinghausen picks up his dribble along the wing, finds Knoll in that same corner. That was Ebersolt to Knoll. Jump pass back to Ebersolt. He'll take his chance at a three, but he short rims it. Rebound along the baseline by Recker. Finds his teammate Branson running the floor to Chick. Chick on the move. Passes it out for a wing three. That is no good by Ridenour. And a loose ball foul is going to go on Eric Eisenbeiss. On the rebound attempt, he grabbed Andrew Branson by the wrist and pulled him back and picks up his fourth personal foul. That is team foul number three for Jefferson, only one for St. James. Jacob Bridges has checked in. Let's hope Coach Breeze gave the best speech he's ever given to Jefferson in between those quarters, because the Blue Jays are down by 13, and it's been a struggle so far tonight. Inbound coming. Down to our left, it'll be Ridenour searching. Almost a five-second count, lobs it up to the volleyball line and snatching it out of the air. It's actually Ridenour to the rim, off balance, floater with the right hand from the left side is no good. Rebound Blue Jays. John Wyke into the front court for Bridges. Left sideline, back over to Wyke, to Knoll on the wing. Knoll swarmed by two Tigers, gives it up to Holdinghausen in the corner, dribbles out of it. Up top towards Ebersolt. Back to Holdinghausen. Holdinghausen to Bridges. On the move, Bridges. Finger rolls it home. Beautiful ball movement and off ball moving as well by Jacob Bridges and the Blue Jays. First to strike in the fourth quarter, down by 11, and a reach-in foul in the backcourt. No. They're going to call a timeout first. St. James calling a 60-second. Passage Furniture timeout. And we'll take it with them with 6:45 to play in the fourth in this Class 3 sectional. It's Jefferson, 27. St. James, 38.
He dreams of playing in the big leagues, which is taking a toll on your dreams. Most people don't think about their home insurance until something happens. But talking to an American Family Insurance agent today can mean your dreams have better protection tomorrow. Visit amfam.com/home for a quote and see if your insurance measures up. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Call Bill Bess, agent 573-431-4893, or stop by 907 East Main Street in Park Hills today.
Matt Greenwood back with you at the Jefferson College Fieldhouse in Hillsboro. Thank you for tuning in on this Wednesday evening. There's 6:45 on the fourth quarter clock. It's 38-25, St. James leading Jefferson. Winner will advance to the Class 3 quarterfinals and will play the winner of Charleston and Mountain Grove, who is in action tonight as well. They started same time, 6 o'clock. But the winners of those two matchups will meet in Farmington this Saturday at 6 o'clock. Inbound for St. James. They call the timeout. Another Patsy's Furniture timeout used by Coach Smith. And they're up by 11. And in the corner with it is Ridenour. The junior dribbles to the wing, gives it up, gets it back. Now attacks, floats it up over to the far corner. Chick thought about a three, head fake, dribbles to the rim. Or a layup try, no good, too strong there. Fight for the rebound, and we've got a foul called. And it appears to be on Jefferson. I think Cole Holdinghausen. No, Levi Ebersolt is called for the foul. Wrapped up Mason Parker, so Parker will now inbound it. Parker quickly gets it from the official and quickly gets rid of it. And a layup at the rim from the right side for Andrew Branson. Branson up to 21 points tonight, 40-27. St. James leads, foul at the rim. A layup try by Bridges. He'll go to the free throw line. Unless they called it on his path to the bucket. No, they do call it in the act of shooting. So Jacob Bridges, 14 of 29 shooting free throws this season, rattles home free throw number 30. He's now an even 50%. Bridges with all three Jefferson fourth quarter points. Chance to bring the Blue Jays within 11 if he can hit this free throw. It's up, and it is the same result. Another rattle through the net for Bridges. Jefferson picks up the backcourt press. Parker lobs it high towards the sky, and fortunately bringing it down is Recker. Gets away with a carry. Gives it up, gets it back, Recker. And quickly goes to Parker at the volleyball line, middle of the floor of St. James. Going right to left, ball on the far side from us. Mason Parker now on the near side. Back to the far side, right side. For Recker, jumps, throws it up, outside the paint, off glass, no good. Rebound, Holdinghausen. Jefferson, outlet pass, Knoll. Brings it down along the wing, right in front of Coach Breeze, and dribbles out to the volleyball line. To Ebersalt along the wing, to Wyke, who puts up a three. John Wyke cannot get it to go. Coming in for the rebound, Holdinghausen's going to get called for an over-the-back foul. Or are they going to call traveling on Branson? So it appears that, okay, yeah, the foul is on Holdinghausen. It looked for a second like the official was saying it was Jefferson ball, which was awfully confusing to me. Anyway, inbound for St. James. Two passes later, they're in the front court, and it's Mason Parker on the far side right in front of the Tigers cheering section. 5:15 to play in this fourth quarter. Jefferson down 11. Middle of the floor, it's Branson. He's got 21 on the night. He gives it up. Now on the right side of the floor, Parker as St. James continues to play keep away. Jefferson's got to use that good defense we know they have to get the ball away, but they cannot do it. Near steal there by Knoll. Frees up some space for Branson down low. High off glass from the right side, and the right-hander is a no-doubter. Andrew Branson up to 23 on the night, leading St. James to a 13-point lead. Knoll, Eurostep, missed the shot and gets called for traveling. Coach Breeze shouting to the baseline official, now pointing at him saying, hey, what about the hip check there? Breeze now done shouting at the baseline official. Referee was standing right next to Breeze, a different one, the one that did not make the call, and he was telling Coach Breeze to just calm down. And Breeze is using that energy to talk to his guys during this timeout. There's 4:43 on the clock, and Jefferson is down 42-29. Jefferson early on, in case you're just joining us, early on they just had, I would say, probably six or seven shots that went in and came out. Ones that looked good, just missed. And I think that kind of put a dent in their confidence a little bit. St. James, in the meantime, sure, they weren't hitting every single shot, but they were getting more of the friendly bounces. And that also probably put a dent into the confidence of Jefferson. So Coach Breeze, who's been a head coach for 14 years now, along with the Blue Jay faithful, trying to get this team to rise to the occasion. Speaking of rising, some Jefferson fans stand up. Out of this timeout at St. James ball, we resume action. The red and white up by 13. Weaving his way through three defenders, crossing the timeline, Branson gives it up to Parker, who gives it right back to Branson, and Jefferson will have to chase. Branson shovels it over to Recker along the midcourt stripe, slings it over to the right side, Parker puts it back into the defender and gets around White to the sideline and gets trapped there and calls a timeout. It's a 30-second Patsy's Furniture timeout. Wim will take it with him. 4:22 to play in the fourth. St. James ball up by 13 here in the fourth quarter on KJF.
Where can you go to have your land loan, construction loan, and permanent financing done all in one place? Bloomsdale Bank does it all. If you can dream it, you can build it with the right financing. Call and speak with one of their expert loan officers about a construction loan today. They service all loans locally. They'll help you make it happen. Visit their website or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KJFF Festus, Crystal City, Imperial, DeSoto.
Andrew Branson, a 56% shooter from the field. If you break it down, twos and threes, 65% from two, 37% from three, and then, 78% from the free throw line. Andrew Branson with 23 tonight for St. James, 23 of the team's 42 as they lead by 13. Jefferson has only scored 6 more points than Branson. Branson, speaking of, at the rim, faces up Eversalt, throws it up over him, off the window and in. And Andrew Branson is up to 25 tonight. No three-pointer fouled. No call missed. Rebound underneath Eversalt. Turns around and throws it up to nobody in particular. And it's Branson that brings it down. St. James up by 15. Inside of 4 to play. Branson right wing. Gets around Bridges. Doubled up at the mid-block. Kicks it out to the wing. Swing around the perimeter for St. James. To Recker, who goes wing to wing with the overhead pass back to Branson. Branson moving quickly. Jefferson can't keep up. Branson to the wing. Ridenour gives it up. Goes to Parker. Eisenbeis fouls Mason Parker, and that's it for Eric Eisenbeis. That's his 5th. The 6-foot senior guard is fouled out. He will take a seat at the end of the bench. Eric Eisenbeis, a tough night shooting and a tough night on the rebounds and fouling as well. And that is only team foul, by the way, number 6. One more, and then St. James will start shooting free throws. Inbound near midcourt to Parker. Crosses the timeline between the circles. Picks up the dribble. Goes to Branson. Weaves his way to the deep 2 wing. Gives it up and gets it right back at the volleyball line. And now Branson's going to be fouled by Jacob Bridges, 35 feet away from the hoop. That's the wrong guy. Don't want to foul Andrew Branson. As I just mentioned, a 78% free throw shooter. And so far tonight, he's only missed 1. 2, 4, 6, 7 of 8. 1-1 situation, and he swishes home the first. 26 points for Andrew Branson. And he's only a junior. Rattles home the second free throw. 46-29 St. James. A 2-touchdown and field goal lead for the Tigers. Jefferson into emergency mode. Floater in the lane for Knoll. He missed it. Rebounded by St. James, and the fouls are starting early. Eversalt wraps up Mason Parker. And Mason Parker, a 61% free throw shooter. This will be attempt 63 and 64 of his season. We'll see what Parker can do at the line. You got Weick, it appears, and Eversalt on the blocks to rebound the miss if there is one. Still a 1-1 situation. Parker misses. Rebounded by Ott. Ott for the Blue Jays to Bridges. Fans wanted to travel as he put the ball on the deck. Goes over to Ott. Slings it over to Weick left side. Into the corner. Eversalt. Three-pointer. It's swatted right out of bounds by Andrew Branson. The guy is doing everything. 2 block shots for Branson. 1 underneath and 1 behind the perimeter. Eversalt, not much lift in his shot. Doesn't normally shoot threes anyway. Has only taken 6 this season. Inbound still, though, for Jefferson. Weick off balance 3 from the corner. He airballed it. Backside rebound for Recker, and he is fouled immediately by Holdinghausen. It is looking bleak for the Jefferson Blue Jays. St. James is 2:44 away from advancing to the Class 3 quarterfinals. The Tigers, by the way, are going to call a timeout here. A 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. And thank some of our sponsors for allowing us to broadcast basketball this season and in particularly tonight. And that includes Bryant Restoration, Farmington, Poplar Bluff, Potosi Lumber in Potosi, of course, as well as Jefferson College in Hillsborough, Midwest Sports Center, Walker Drive, Farmington, Home Pools and Spas of Ludington, New Era Bank of Farmington, Fredericktown, Park Hills, Deloge, and Bonterre. By the way, St. James, back in 1978, won a state championship. They have not done so since. They've mixed in a few district titles here and there, most recently 06. Well, I guess most recently just this past Saturday, but before that 06. A team from somewhere between Rolla and Cuba. has come to Jefferson College and is 2:40 away from winning this one. Parker missed a free throw. And Jefferson the other way. And just outside the rectangle, White puts up a two-hander and scores. Then steals it in the backcourt, lobs it over to Ott. Ott fouled. Ott hit the deck hard. Colby Ott actually is used to hard contact as the second go-to running back for the Blue Jay football team behind Andrew Graves, but the soon-to-be junior next year, Ott, could certainly slot into that role for Coach Rugley when football comes back around. Inbound and a block shot at the rim. Branson picks up the loose ball, and St. James quickly calls a timeout. And they've got two left. So do the Blue Jays. We'll take this one with them. 46-31, St. James leading Jefferson in the Class 3 sectionals with 2:20 to play in the fourth quarter right here on KJF.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJFF at the Jefferson College Fieldhouse and in front of a pretty large St. James contingent. The Tigers have put on a show, more specifically Andrew Branson. 27 points for Andrew Branson. 27 of the team's 46. They're up by 15. They call the timeout, the Tigers, and will inbound it in the backcourt. It's Parker to Branson across the timeline and wrapped up, a reach in there by John Wyke. And Andrew Branson, the most consistent free throw shooter for St. James, is back to the line. Andrew Branson is 9 of 10 from the stripe. So he's been putting on a good show all the way around. Make that 10 of 11 as he sinks the first of two. By the way, we are below freezing now at 31 degrees. Once that rain starts coming down, take it very, very carefully on these roadways. Second free throw, good, 48-31. St. James leads. Jefferson running out of time, running out of air, and a jumper turnaround by Knoll. It's too strong from 12 feet out, and it's rebounded by Branson. Branson dealing with Colby Ott in his face. Colby Ott's got good footwork being a running back, and he sticks with him and forces Branson to give it up. And in doing so, Heidenauer for St. James is fouled by Holdinghausen. So Austin Heidenauer, who checked in this game, third on the team in points with 274 behind Tyler Recker and, of course, Andrew Branson, and he misses the first free throw. Colby Ott's going to come off the floor. Daniel McCorder, Colin Gosnell coming on, and John Wyke is also coming out of this ball game. John Wyke, a junior for the Blue Jays, had an excellent season, is going to fall short of 500 points. Heidenauer makes the second free throw. And Jefferson with it now. Null tripped up, turns it over. St. James, 2-on-2. They'll pull it out. 1:35 to play. Null's going to foul Parker between the circles. Easton Null not able to figure things out tonight for the Blue Jays. Had a pretty strong third quarter, scored 7 after only 4 in the first half, up to 11, but held silent in the fourth. Parker, free throws, he gets a pair. First one's up, and it's no good. Coach Sean Breeze is going to pull one of his seniors, Jacob Bridges, as the two embrace. Free throw is good for Parker. 50-31, St. James, 90 seconds to play in the fourth. through bodies Wagner to the top of the circle, over to the right side, Holdinghausen, through the paint, jump pass to the left baseline, extra pass to Easton Knoll, three ball, back iron miss, rebound offensively for Wagner, shovels it to Holdinghausen, trapped in the corner, Holdinghausen has it bounced off of his foot by the Parker reach-in, loose ball though, Jefferson picks it up, here's Easton Knoll, Easton Knoll attacks, gets fouled, floating it up through the lane. And Easton Knoll fouled there by Mason Parker. That's his third personal. And these might be the last free throws Easton Knoll ever takes as a Jefferson Blue Jay. First one is up, and he swishes it home. Easton Knoll with 1,866 points, make that 67, and after that free throw, Easton Knoll is getting pulled. Easton Knoll, the all-time leading scorer in Blue Jays history, will see his high school days come to an end on the basketball side, as with 1 minute to go, it's 50-33 in favor of St. James. The Tigers are about to advance to the Class 3 quarterfinals as we have a foul away from the ball. Tripped up was Branson. By the way, it appears that Nolan Roth has checked in for Jefferson along with Colton Richardson. Richardson, so some JV guys getting some action here. Branson, like a well-oiled machine, gets it to go through again at the free throw line. And now Colin Gosnell, a senior as well for the Blue Jays, going to come off the floor. Daniel McCorder right behind him. And it's official. All six Jefferson seniors getting their moment. And a standing O from the Blue Jay faithful. Branson, another free throw coming. It's up, and it's good. In this fourth quarter, Branson with 12 points, 21 in the second half, 10 from the first, that's 31. Three ball from the corner, missed by Wagner for the Blue Jays, rebound underneath. Blue Jays still with it. Roth to the elbow, and a jumper is good from Daylen Whitener, sophomore guard. 52-35, 25 seconds to play. The St. James Tigers are about to advance to the Class 3 quarterfinals. And Coach Ben Smith wants to call a timeout and bring his seniors off the floor. And they get hugs all around as well. Coach Smith making sure that his healthy guys stay healthy. And so coming in, Dante Poole, Drew Moritz, Caden Gezzi, Isaac Helterbrand, and Isaac Bradshaw. They inbound it, 13 seconds. And now a steal on a pass. Wagner at the rim, shovels it behind him to Roth, to Ott, banks it home, 3 seconds to go. Inbound for the Tigers, and the buzzer is about to sound. The St. James Tigers are Class 3 sectional champions. They are moving on to the Class 3 quarterfinals as they win this one, 52-37 over the Jefferson Blue Jays. Your Home Pools and Spas postgame show is coming up next on KJF.
Hi, it's Hannah. The season will be here bright and sunny before we know it. And at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we brought back one of the popular tractor deals from last summer. Customers keep asking for us to bring it back, so here it is. Get the 35 horsepower shuttle shift four-wheel drive diesel tractor with the front loader, the 5-foot brush hog and 5-foot box blade, plus the 18-foot deluxe flatbed car hauler trailer for only $19,995. Oh, but wait, you also get the free. That's right, you will get the free 3,000 PSI pressure washer and two ratchet tie-downs. And of course, the best 6-year parts and labor warranty from LS, the major brand maker that you already know and love. So let me recap. Get the tractor, loader, brush hog, box blade, flatbed trailer all for only $19,995. Plus the free pressure washer and two ratchet tie-downs. Financing available on site. Just give us a call at 573-756-4353. And see us on Facebook at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's Bar and Grill sounds so good. Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager at Applebee's in Farmington. Our new Big Time Lunch Special is happening right now. 15-minute service guarantee for items off the Big Time Lunch menu, or it's free. Your choice of drink, soup, or salad, and an entree. Big Time portions at small time prices. Go to Applebee's.com for the full menu, Applebee's Bar and Grill on Karch Boulevard in Farmington.
Have real estate to sell? Consider this.
What affects the value of your home? Location has always been important. Age, size, sale price of sold properties, and the number of similar properties for sale are also vital. Conditions now are great for sellers as there is a shortage of marketable homes. Call me, Mary Gilliam, to get an opinion on your home. Now is the time to sell.
Coldwell Banker Halsey Real Estate will help you through the selling process from beginning to end. Find us online at coldwellbankerhalsey.com and follow us on Facebook.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment, or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
Over the last 45 years, Comtree has been recognized as the safety net for Jefferson County and the hope for Jefferson County.
We are proud to serve more than 10% of Jefferson County residents, with 75% of our growth from the community telling their experience to friends and family.
We invite you and your family to join the Comtree family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment.
Welcome to our family tree.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJFF. The final score in the Class 3 sectionals, boys action, St. James 52 and your Jefferson Blue Jays 37. The season comes to an end at 19-9. And for six seniors, getting the standing ovation they deserved as Coach Breeze pulled off late, Jacob Bridges, Eric Eisenbeiss, Cole Holdinghausen, Colin Gosnell, Daniel McCorder, and the best player Jefferson has ever seen wear a Blue Jay jersey, Easton Knoll. Easton Knoll had 13 to lead the Blue Jays here tonight as we welcome you into the Home Pools and Spas post-game show. It was just a tough night shooting for the Blue Jays. I mean, early shots weren't going in. They had three or four layups within the first few minutes of the first quarter that they just could not get to go. You could see visibly that their confidence was a little bit shaken early on by those missed shots. And anytime you're not getting those early buckets, you think, okay, well, something's wrong tonight. And it gets into your head, and next thing you know, the game kind of gets away from you, and it got away from Jefferson late second quarter, and there was a little bit of a storm early on by the Blue Jays. They got within four with about 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, but just could never quite catch up. The Blue Jays did lead early in this one a couple of times by 2 points max, but St. James, they were actually up 52-33, so their largest margin was plus 19, their largest lead, I should say. Andrew Branson, what a talent. Oh, my gosh. I mean, just really, really fast. Good ball handling skills. Hits his open jumpers. Doesn't miss at the free throw line. As a matter of fact, I counted 6 fourth quarter free throws. If you combine that with the 7 from the previous 3, that's 13 free throws made out of 14 taken. If that's not efficiency, I don't know what is. Andrew Branson put the Tigers on his back, scored 31 of the team's 52, and has advanced St. James to the Class 3 quarterfinals. And they'll play the winner of Charleston and Mountain Grove, who tipped off the same time these guys did here. So we'll see if Hal Neisler can find somewhere on Twitter for us the Mountain Grove-Charleston game. I would check the Misho website first, Class 3 sectionals. But as far as St. James is concerned, they came into the Jefferson College Fieldhouse. They beat the Jefferson Blue Jays, a tough-minded defensive team with a bit of skill scoring the ball. And St. James shut them down for basically the entire night. The Tigers advancing to the Class 3 quarterfinals, where they're going to play at Farmington High School this Saturday at 6 o'clock. All right, got some things to get to, including our Gilster Mary Lee play of the game, hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates, benefits and bonus pay included. Call Mike Welker, 800-851-5371, our Gilster Mary Lee play of the game. Well, Andrew Branson in the third quarter, when Jefferson had got the deficit down to 4, it was sort of going back and forth between that 4 to 8 point range on the lead for St. James. Andrew Branson in the corner was left open for a 3, and he sank it. At that point, I believe it gave St. James like an 8 or 9 point lead, and they just ran with it all the way to victory. 52-37, the final score. St. James gets the win. Our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game is Andrew Branson. A game-high 31 points. No one on the St. James Tigers was even anywhere close to that. 8 for Tyler Recker, 7 for Logan Chick. All 7 of Chick's points coming in the first half. Then there was 3 apiece from Mason Parker and Austin Ridenour. For the Jefferson Blue Jays, their Bloomsdale Bank stats connected to their customers since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. Their Bloomsdale Bank stats are as follows. Easton Knoll leading the way with 13. 9 for John Wyke. 4 for Jacob Bridges. 3 for Cole Holdinghausen. 2 for Levi Ebersalt. And then 2 apiece for Colin Gosnell, Colby Ott, and Dalen Whitener. And that's a total of 37. So there's another game happening here at the Jefferson College Fieldhouse. That's the Class 3 Sectionals girls round. Saxony Lutheran coming out of District 3, knocking off Arcadia Valley last Friday, 48-33. They're going to be one half of the participants. The other half is the St. James girls team. So both St. James teams making it to the Class 3 Sectionals. We wish the best of luck to both these schools, and hope that they have a good, safe, healthy game and get home safely as well, with expected icy road conditions happening later on this evening. We'll see if we can get Coach Sean Breeze up for the Home Pools and Spas postgame show for his final thoughts on the game and on the season for the Jefferson Blue Jays. I'm sure he's giving a hell of a speech to his guys that played their hearts out tonight. But when it came down to the X's and O's and the execution of the game plan, St. James just did a better job. Final score, St. James 52, Jefferson 37. The Blue Jays season ends at 19-9. It's the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. We'll continue it next on KJF.
exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence. Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5371.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ludington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ludington, and online at Fliggs.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team, making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Champions are made here, on our courts, on our fields, and in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
Matt Greenwood back with the Home Pools and Spas postgame show, joined by Sean Breeze of the Jefferson Blue Jays. The boys falling in the Class 3 sectional, 52-37 at the hands of the St. James Tigers. St. James on to the quarterfinals. First off, congratulations to them and to Coach Ben Smith. Only met him for about 5 minutes, but he seemed like a very nice guy and a very good ball club as well. And they'll face the winner of Charleston and Mountain Grove, which should be wrapping up anytime soon. But Coach Breeze, what a season for you guys. I mean, I know you said a lot already. I'm going to be asking you to say a little bit more.
No problem.
District champions. And, yes, it's still a relatively young school, 13 years in. First district title, 13 years in. No better coach to lead them to that than you, obviously.
Thank you.
19 wins this season, the most in program history. Another mark that is set for future Blue Jays to try to match and maybe exceed at some point.
Right.
So just, I mean, and Easton Knoll, the best basketball player the Blue Jays have ever seen,
right,
wear a Blue Jay jersey. Start anywhere you want, Coach. What a season for you guys.
Well, it was. First, thanks to everybody. You know, my first year here, just the opportunity that was given to me, the support that the whole community showed. I can't say enough about our student section. I tell you, those kids are crazy, but they give us a lot of energy. It was great to see them. Very proud of these kids and all of them. You know, I really thought that the kids, as the season went on, adjusted really well, and that's tough to ask them to do whenever you get a new coach. But I thought that they did a good job adjusting, and I thought the seniors really provided a lot of leadership, and that's what you're looking for. You know, we got a lot of good young kids, so I think the future's bright, but it really doesn't soften the blow of losing these six seniors, because all of them good kids, all of them contributed this year, and I'm sorry to see it end.
Yeah, we certainly are too. And Coach, I mean, last year, the way Jefferson, played basketball, there were signs that this year could be a special year.
Yeah.
And no, you didn't win the state championship. You got to the sectionals, though, and that's an accomplishment in itself. This, and I know, you know, right after the game, it's really tough for these guys to hear anything. They just kind of want to sink in a hole and stay there for a while. But I hope, and I'm sure you've been doing this for a while, that you reminded them what they've been able to do. They got more people invested in Jefferson basketball than any other team had.
Right.
And they just set, you know, marks that are going to be really tough to beat.
Yeah, you know, we talked about the first thing I told them downstairs is it was not our best game, and you certainly credit St. James with part of that, because very good team, very good defensive team, and kind of had us out of sync most of the game. But I said, guys, we just didn't shoot well tonight. We're a perimeter-oriented team. But what I did see that we still had, it was the effort, the energy, the heart. I never saw anybody stop. I never heard any excuses. They played as hard as they could to the end. But when you build a deficit like we did, again, missing a lot of easy baskets early and a lot of open shots even from the perimeter, you end up spending so much energy on defense just to try to, you know, maintain, that I think we ran out of gas a little bit. Pulled it within four there in the third quarter, hit a couple big shots, and then a couple of their players, especially number three, really started beating us to the rim. And, he's a very good player. They're a very good team, very well coached. But, I love the way our kids played. I love the heart, love the energy. And I told the young kids in the locker room, this is exactly now what you have to follow. They set the standard. They won the championship, the district championship. And that can't be it. You got to keep working. And now they know exactly what to expect if you get to this level. And, the energy's up a little bit in the crowd, on the court. And I thought everybody handled it great. But, again, our community handled it great. Our parents, our fans handled it great. Our student section is just fantastic. Our administration was so supportive all year. So I really thought we had a great year.
That guy you mentioned, number three, Andrew Branson, 31 points tonight. Yep. I mean, he was just a guy that he touched the ball every single possession at least two or three times. He was a distributor, but he was mainly a scorer. And he was pretty quick as well, and I just felt, and you probably felt the same way, the guys just couldn't quite keep up, and as you said, the energy kind of dropped off towards the end.
Yeah, we really wanted to try to keep him outside and beat us from the perimeter. He's got a very good inside move, very good spin move, and goes to the rim hard and finishes well. I thought in the first half we did a good job, and then, had a couple possessions where we lost the help. When you have those little bitty possessions don't mean a whole lot at the time, but, they add up. And every time that we miss help defense or we miss stepping over, we miss blocking out, you know, they also attacked the board second half very well. I thought we did a good job in the first half. But all of that, they we ran out of gas and they did not, and that was the difference.
Coach, I know you did this on purpose when it came to pulling the seniors out for one last time.
Right.
I don't remember the particular order except for the very end, but you gave Jacob Bridges, Eric Eisenbeis, Cole Holdinghausen, Colin Gosnell, and Daniel McCorder a chance to come off the floor, get the standing ovation that they deserved, and then you pulled Easton Knoll off last. And I know that was an on-purpose thing. And 1,866 career points, 600 and 41 more than the second guy. That's a lot. That's a whole.
Yeah.
That's about, you know, two seasons for most guys.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And Easton Knoll, 1,866. That's going to be hard to beat. 561 in his senior year. 2 years out of his four, he had 507 or more points. Just an outstanding talent. But talk about. I know it's sort of a sour mood because you're pulling them because you know the game's coming to an end, but to be able to give those guys the moment that they deserved and to see the fans behind you receive them the way that they did, I'm sure that was pretty special for you and them.
Yeah, I think it was special for all of us. You know, you like to be able to give those guys that one last time. It's always very emotional. It's emotional for the kid, for me, for the coaching staff, and really everybody involved. And it's in a game where you're losing that didn't have a lot of positives, it was nice to have some positives there at the end. I was very happy for them. They had the opportunity. I told every one of them, you know, thank you. I was honored to get the opportunity to coach you, even though it was just 1 year. I wish it was more. And can't say enough about those guys, just how they handled themselves all year in practice, in the classroom, in games. And, again, like I said, really set a new standard. So it was nice for them to get – I was very happy for them to get that crowd support.
John Weick, Levi Ebersolt, 6'4 and 6 foot three respectively, coming back for their senior years.
Yep.
So you're established down there in terms of blocking ability, rebounding ability. John Weick is very athletic. He can do a lot of things on the offensive end as well. So you get those two guys as the mainstays coming back for you. I know this season just ended, but just your early thoughts on some of the guys coming back.
Well, we've got some talent.
We are the sons of Union veterans of the Civil War, the descendants of the Union soldier, sailor, marine, and revenue cutter serviceman. If you care to join us in honoring those who defended this nation during its bloodiest conflict and preserve the memory of the boys who wore the blue, then join us today. Visit our website at www.suvcw.org. Remember, it is not what you pay to be a member. It is the cost your ancestor paid for you to be eligible.
All right, I don't know what that sound is. Okay, I think we're back on air. I think it's fine. Kind of throws you off your game a little bit, doesn't it, Coach?
Yeah, that's okay.
All right, so again, 19-9 this year. District champions for the first time ever in school history. Class 3 sectional appearance. A tough St. James team, obviously, here tonight. But, Coach, I just want to say from our end at KJF, me personally, thank you for answering all of your phone calls, all of your text messages, getting back with me promptly, doing all of the preview audio that we ask of you guys to do for us to help promote not just the game but the broadcast as well. You have a great hand in our great production of Jefferson County Athletics, and I just thank you so much.
Well, I really appreciate it. I don't think anybody realizes how much work you guys do. It's not just the
preach,
game broadcast.
Coach,
yeah, but it is. It's all the phone calls, and you guys do a lot of preparation. I know that's difficult. You've worked with me and everybody very well this year. So we appreciate the coverage and very happy to be a part of it. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Can't wait till next year, Coach.
Been great. Thanks a lot.
It has been great. Sean Breeze, head coach of the Jefferson Blue Jays, joining us here on our Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Congratulations again to the Jefferson Blue Jays for their year this year. They did something that no Jefferson school had ever done, and it gives future teams something to look up to, something to strive for, something to be better at. But Easton Knoll, congratulations to him on a fantastic career. Eric Eisenbeis, Jacob Bridges, Cole Holdinghausen, Colin Gosnell, and Daniel McCorder. All six great young kids moving on from Jefferson when they graduate in May. One last thing before we get out of here, the Hearing Care Partners broadcast schedule. Hearing Care Partners, they listen so you can hear. Hillsborough is the only Jefferson County school on the boys or girls side that has survived in the playoffs. The Class 4 District 3 championship game will be Friday against Lutheran South on KJF beginning at 6:45. Again, the final score here, St. James 52, Jefferson 37. Their season ends at 19-9. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks to Hal Neisser back in the KJF studios. Have a good night. Be safe out there.